You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you were born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. And you're listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Today, I'm talking with Sarah McCroskey about healing and moving into a new state of mind with the current energies and how to reconnect with yourself and the universe for greater healing. So stay with us for the next hour and learn more. Let me tell you about Sarah, healer, teacher, author, and founder of the Human Spirit Radio Network. Sarah McCroskey specializes in energy medicine. Trained in the health sciences, counseling, nutrition, and metaphysics, Sarah is a certified bioenergy balancing practitioner and the founding director of the Bioenergy Balancing Center East Bay, located in the Richmond Hills of the San Francisco Bay Area, USA. Down to earth, with over two decades of clinical experience, Sarah's vision of what is possible empowers clients and audiences alike to fearlessly embrace the arc of human evolution and live their unique spark audaciously, becoming free from conditioning, personally constructed limitation, and physical emotional imbalance. Sarah promotes a living path partnered with spirit, walking her talk with humor, passion, and clear-sightedness. Sarah offers one-on-one healing sessions by phone worldwide. For information about bioenergy balancing, visit biointegration.com or humanspiritradio.com, which provides a rich array of archived programs. So welcome, Sarah. I'm so glad to have you today.
Thank you, Julia. It's good to be here with you.
It's wonderful. When I'm looking at your bio, one of the things that I really like about it is you say personally constructed limitation. And I guess that leads to physical and emotional imbalance. But we all have filters which keep us from seeing the beauty of ourselves and our power in life. So how do you work through those? And what's your awareness of that we all have those blocks and we need to clear them? Could you just share your opinion about that?
Sure, I'd love to. From my perspective, blocks, you know, are kind of a blockage in our flow and our authentic presence, and a blockage perhaps in our alignment with our own soul nature and source. And generally, at least in my experience, both personally and with clients, blockages generally happen as a byproduct of messages we receive, conditioning messages we receive as we're growing up, but also experiences that we have. You know, life isn't always just ideal, and we all have places where we're challenged or even traumatic events where we really didn't get an opportunity or much training in how to process that content, how to process that sense of grief or that shock, or, you know, we're kind of just encouraged to put one foot in front of the other and get through it. And we see everyone around us kind of employing that strategy of just kind of bucking up and getting through. And consequently, that unprocessed emotion that we couldn't be present to at the time gets caught in our energy systems and can create blockages, actual energetic blockages, in the way that our meridians and our systems and our life force energy flows through our body. And over time, that can coalesce into physical symptoms, emotional patterns, and limiting beliefs that we may have created to try and understand or create a strategy to deal with something that we didn't really process. We didn't get much training in how to do that.
So in other words, we have particular traumas, and when those things happen, we start to shut down parts of our physical and our being and other parts of our being, so we don't feel it, or because we don't know what to do with it. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I would say that's true, although I don't think it's our nature to just shut down. I think this happens as a byproduct of not being in an environment where we're really kind of held in a protected container while we experience those feelings, while we process that content, while we cry or, you know, shake or whatever it is we need to do in order to literally experience and digest the experience. But because we, you know, our parents were kind of taught in the same methods we were to just kind of move through it and, you know, be strong, you know, chin up, et cetera. They don't provide much of a container for that. And so we don't really learn, you know, how to be with ourselves through a trauma.
Right. We don't know what to do with the energy. And so right. I know a really interesting thing that you said to me is that the body can't lie. So the body is like a receptor that can tell us what's going on there, right? If you're going into deep body work.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that the body, I wouldn't say it quite like the body can't lie, but the body has the full unedited version of everything. The body knows about all the physiology and biochemistry and everything. You know, it's a master chemist, knows everything right. about the way the body itself works, all the organs, all the systems. It also knows everything about all the emotional content of what we've been through. This life, other lives, you know, it's really extensive. It also knows about any decisions or beliefs may have put in place that are now limiting. You know, they may have been beneficial or at least useful at the time of the event, but over time they become out of date and limiting. So the body knows all that content, and it, you know, it's kind of hoping and waiting that we're going to, you know, those things that did get stuck, that we're going to get back to them, and that we, you know, once the dust has settled and the event isn't going on, that we'll get back and examine that caught energy and give the body a chance to release it and give us, you know, it's the understanding we were meant to achieve by going through something like that. So it's totally our ally. I feel like the body is an immense, loyal ally. And because of that, it will hold that content until we're ready to be able to comfortably deal with it and go there. It's not going to drive us into arenas that we aren't able to handle. And in that way, it's a real ally. Now, kind of a funny little thing that the body can do is sometimes when we have an experience and at the time of the event, you know, we say to our bodies, you know, I need you to take this on energetically because I just need to cope. And thankfully, you know, we can cope, you know, we need the coping mechanisms. So we ask our body to take on that content energetically just so we can, you know, put one foot in front of the other. But sometimes we say to our body, not only do I want you to take this on, but I never want to hear about it again. And then the body will very loyally hold it as a secret, even from us.
Oh, so interesting.
Then it becomes, then it becomes a real careful conversation with the body, where the person needs to tell their body directly, it's okay, I'm giving you new instructions, and it's okay to say. And then the body will go, oh, okay, well then this is what it is.
Right. And I've had that happen when I was doing like 4 or 5 hours of yoga. You know, a lot of the time you just rest and breathe. But you see people cry or get really angry. And sometimes you think that they're hurt or they don't like class, but it's really a release of what they've stored within themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of arduous to store all that stuff.
It really is. But I mean, I do know for myself, sometimes when I would let it go, I would be amazed at the memories and the emotions that would come up when a part of my body would release. Yes. And conversely, I would be really surprised when I was trying to just stuff whatever was going on with me at how limited the flexibility in my body would become.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, how could you go from 1 week being able to do a really difficult posture and then the next week you could barely do the simplest ones?
Right, right. And, I always find that it's curious, when content surfaces, I'm still kind of in awe at what the timing is and what the sequencing is. About when the body determines that, it's ready for something to come up, or a person, may have a symptom like, a knee that's very inflexible or some sort of a physical symptom. And then when you get into, where did that begin and what is the stuck energy and how is it caught in the meridians and do the release work, you find that, the event may have been 30 years previous. And it didn't
way back in your childhood.
Yeah, it didn't become symptomatic until now. So, there's a lot of mystery and grace in it.
All right, let's stop with mystery and grace and let me tell our listeners. We've been talking about healing, what blocks are, how your physical body is an ally, and how to open up more to life with Sarah McCroskey. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the secrets, the grace, and the mystery. So let's go to break now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show, Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
What kind of excuse do you have in life? What's keeping you from chasing your dreams? Being legally blind has never stopped Emily Perry from pursuing her dream. As a professional speaker, trainer, and life strategy coach, Emily spends her career working to educate, support, and provide guidance. Tune in to the Human Is My Label podcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com and open your hearts to creating, supporting, prioritizing inclusivity, and encouraging the best of humanity and equity. Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, O-N-E-TrueSelf.com, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. I'm talking with Sarah McCroskey about healing the body, how our body is our ally, and about a lot of the information that it holds and how we can learn more and let go of our filters and blocks, which is a fascinating part of the spiritual journey. So stay with us and learn more. So, Sarah, what would you say are the advantages of going through the physical body to move through blocks?
Well, the physical body is our vehicle while we're here on the planet. And it is an aspect of the natural world. It is an animal body, a mammalian body. And it's... We came into this body on purpose to be here in a living environment in the earth. And so it really is, it is what connects us to everything around us. It's what connects us. It's the way that our spirit and our soul can come into this manifest reality. So it's like, you know, it's like our, astronaut suit, if you say it that way, you know, and it's got such wisdom. It's got such wisdom because it is of the earth. It's got a telepathic connection with all of life. And it really is, it's our guide. It's our way of moving about in the world. It's just such an ally. And it's also the senses and the pleasure and the sumptuousness and the expanded nature that we can be when we're in physical form, but we don't get that training, you know, except in indigenous cultures or those who study, you know, the deep mysteries. We don't get much training in really appreciating and being in our bodies and conversing with our bodies and learning the wisdom that our bodies tap into all the time.
I think people tend to forget about their bodies with all of the internet and electronic things that are sometimes going on. I was also thinking, particularly for a woman, as you become adult, they always want you to restrict your movements, you know, like not big hand movements, hold your legs still. How are you sitting? What are you projecting? And that's not really a good way to think about the body, is it?
Well, it's certainly not. It doesn't promote much of a wild nature, not in a like crazy, you know, I mean, we've even associated the term wild with being like crazy and out of balance and reckless. Whereas, you know, our wild nature is really our connection with this planet, with the elements, with the elementals, with the unseen, with the rocks, with the waters, with all of the great elements, which are that's how things come into manifestation in this realm, is through these, the great elements, you know, fire and water and air and earth. And, you know, if we weren't disconnected from that, we could be a seamless and harmonious species with this planet, which is all the planet has ever wanted from us. And
I'm thinking, and yet, too, when you're saying that, when I very first met the wolves, I was amazed that I could actually feel the currents of the earth flowing through my feet. And I could suddenly hear all the different leaves on the trees, which would have been pines because it was winter. But all the little crackles and sounds and movement, they all had meaning. And I remember stepping into that hyper awareness on a physical level. And I thought, you know, I've never felt anything like this before. This is amazing.
Yeah. And it's an attunement that we have naturally through the body. But, you know, we've been trained into a way of thinking about our bodies as that, well, you know, in religious terms, that they're sinful or watch out, or you might be, you know, have an impulse to be sexual, or in the scientific model, that this is some sort of a machine where, you know, parts go bad and then you kind of trade them out, or you take them out, or you burn it down, or, you know, we haven't been trained into a way of experiencing and being in our bodies to tap into the amazing multidimensional, but also very real and physical experience of being here. And of course, indigenous cultures have never lost that understanding.
Right. So this is a bit of a shift, but it still goes in with what we're talking about. What's an example of some of the changes in biochemistry that take place when a person moves into a higher vibration and releases an old pattern? And I think that's an important point to make. When you release an old pattern, you move into a higher phase of life, in my opinion.
Yes, yes. You become more free, I think. You become less limited, and then you can be alive in this moment and really be, you know, be present and flowing with whatever's going on currently, which is, you know, where life is. It really is in an alive moment. And I guess as an example I could give you of, you know, kind of a, you know, amazing healing that I can speak to from my direct experience is many years ago, I was told that I had a problem with one of my valves in my heart. And I went to a cardiologist, excuse me, and had, you know, worked up echocardiogram, et cetera. And the cardiologist, you know, I was only probably in my late 20s, maybe 30 years old at that time. Cardiologist said, you know, not a big deal. You know, but, you know, when you're in your 60s, you know, you probably have to have that valve replaced, which lit a fire under me, of course. yeah, so he called it aortic stenosis. And right. You know, later you might have to have that valve replaced. And, you know, he thought it was no big deal. I thought, well, it's kind of a big deal. So I got busy and did, you know, just really looked into it with all the tools I had of really looking into any old stuck content, any lineage patterns, even looking into, you know, the DNA and the genetics that I had inherited, if there was something there, and also the patterns that I took on through my lineage of, you know, heartbreak, different ways that I had learned through my family of closing down my heart, just multiple things. I just cleared many, many, many things, both, you know, physically, energetically, the biochemistry, the anatomy, patterns, you know, whatever I could find, I cleared. And so I worked on that for, you know, several years on and off, because the cardiologist said, well, you know, come back in 5 years and we'll check it out. You know, and just kind of be monitoring it. So I was like, okay, so I got a big window here. So I did a lot of clearing, and then I went back to the cardiologist and had another echocardiogram, and I called the guy and I had him on the phone with me, and he said, huh, okay. And it was the end of the day, and he said, okay, I'm just going to, you know, look at your echocardiogram. So he brought them both up and he was looking at them side by side, and he was like, huh. He said, well, it isn't that the problem isn't there now. Your echocardiogram is clear. And I was like, oh, good. And, you know, of course, he didn't ask me what happened or, you know, how that happened. But he was like pretty plain about it. Like, you're good to go. And yeah. So, you know, that was a pretty good result, especially because recently I was visiting a friend who had that same condition, and he's just a little bit older than me, but his heart was now causing him to be able to be not be able to hike, not be able to have the lifestyle that he had. His heart was beginning to fail, and he had to have his valve replaced, and he had to have open heart surgery. So I was like, wow, there, but for the grace of God.
Right. But that does prove that our body is a self-healing mechanism. It does respond to new modalities. I think the body likes new patterns too, like new higher vibrational patterns. And that if you make up your mind to make a physical change, whether it's in your body or your emotions or your environment, it's doable if you're willing to open up to spirit and embrace new modalities. So when we come back, we are going to talk more about modalities, your physical body, and the kind of healing that's possible in your life, as well as dealing with some of the very odd energies that we have right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you looking to find that joy again that somehow along the way you forgot you had? Do you feel like life is passing you by and that you wish someone would just point you in the right direction? Join Karen Timer on The Path to Being 50 and Free Show every first and third Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit 50andfree.ca. Your path to freedom starts now.
not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, ONETrueSelf.com, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. My very special guest, Sarah McCloskey, is here today. We're going to talk about how conditioning during your childhood and traumatic events and other events skew and change your view of the world. But we're also going to talk about how you can change that and how you can see the world differently from a clearer and brighter perception. We'll talk a little bit about working with the current energies, but stay tuned. We all want to change the way that we see the world incorrectly. So let's get started on that. Sarah, we were talking during the break about how I said, for example, if your parents become depressed, then you take on a certain amount of that depression. And unless you're aware, you repeat it cyclically, or at least that was my experience. Have you observed the same thing, or would you phrase that differently?
I absolutely have observed it and experienced it directly. I think when we see our parents struggling, and again, they grew up in an environment where they didn't get supported about being in connection with their body, living a pleasurable, vital life. They didn't get directions on how to deal with overwhelming emotions and traumas. So when they kind of go down with that, you know, depressed or addicted or whatever, we kind of look at them and they're our models. We look and we think, well, I guess however they're coping with it is what I should, you know, those are the tools available. And if they're having a hard time, then we lower our expectations of our ability to cope better. And I think we wind up adopting a sense of that it's inevitable, that it's going to be difficult and we're going to suffer.
Right. So we pick up the patterns from conditioning and somehow or other we incorporate them into our lives. Now, I think this is a fascinating aspect of awakening, that when you awaken enough, you realize there are people and techniques out there that can alter your conditioning, and sometimes really quickly. You know, from my perception, everyone seems to have like 3 or 4 problems that they work on for quite a while, but they have a lot of small things, small problems. And as those clear, they tend to clear the larger ones. And then we really open to life. So has that been your experience as well?
Absolutely. I feel like, just as a way of thinking about it, that it's almost like our soul and our greater self and our kind of, you know, multidimensional eternal nature. I mean, we are eternal beings that we've kind of left a breadcrumb trail for ourselves of, you know, karmic incompletions, themes that didn't get quite tied up in another time period. And themes that we as a soul are dedicated, you know, in our unique way to uncover, to review, to release, and to create freedom in ourselves. But even as we do that, even if we do our personal work, it creates an opening, not only for us, but for our lineage, for the people around us, and even in the greater collective. So we're all an essential part of the healing of everyone. And, you know, I can't quite remember what your question is.
Well, but we all have that programming with conditioning.
Yes.
But what most people don't know is that there are literally modalities that can take it away.
Yes. And when we...
And you can find someone who can help you with that. You don't have to stay there.
Yes. And when we say to ourselves, you know, I really do want to get to the bottom of this, or I'm really tired of this theme and this pattern that I've been living, you know, when we say that and we really are clearly asked for guidance in the matter, we will be shown through synchronicity, you know, who's the right person. Something's going to come across our desk. Somebody's going to tell us about something. We're going to open to what's right and what can help in that. And just in terms of the conditioning, you know, the conditioning patterns on Earth have been going on for millennia. And I kind of look at it as that we have been trained into almost an inverted reality. That's literally like a 180 degrees from natural law, from what serves the planet and all the species here, the harmonious existence with the planet. We've been conditioned into an inverted reality where we don't even feel we've been told we shouldn't even feel connected to the Earth, that the Earth is somehow this base reality and that it's just a resource. And we have, and consequently, we've been trained out of listening to our bodies. We've been trained into this, that everything's got a mechanical nature, which it really, you know, energy is really the nature of everything, you know, cosmologically. The common denominator is energetic, and it's a shared field of energy. So to be trained into thinking that everything's separate from each other, very, very strong training in separative thinking, that we're separate from the planet, that we're separate from other people, that which couldn't be more contrary to the nature of things. So it really is all one field, one energy. So
it really is one light, one field, one energy. It's all together.
Yes. And then when we begin to drop into that and begin to get curious about that, and how does that exist? And is that plant telling me that it needs water today? You know, does my cat actually send me pictures of things that it's putting its attention on? You know, what is the wind saying to me today? You know, just what's my body saying? What does that little pain mean? You know, when does it occur? You know, how am I holding myself when I talk to this person? Do I clench down? You know, I mean, all these ways that everything is always communicating to us. When we stop to listen and we get quiet and we allow ourselves to tap into all this aliveness around us, we enter a whole nother world. And it's the world that is the real world, you know, the cosmological reality.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you a question about emotion. You know, in metaphysics, we're encouraged to remember that the highest expression of emotion is love, unconditional love, peace, calm, stillness. And you can remember that when you've been meditating and you're connected to your inner self. But sometimes it's difficult to do it in the moment, particularly around people who have very strong opinions. Like occasionally, too, I'll look for something to stream, and I'll notice that a lot of popular shows have people who are very sarcastic or critical or angry. And then, you know, if it has laughs, that's where everyone is laughing. So what do you do when you get pulled down by mass consciousness or you get pulled down with people around you? How do you pull out of that?
Well, you know, sometimes it can be tricky. For me, I need to pull back my energy and really have my scope be much more in the immediate reality around me. You know, just looking at and putting my attention on something that's beautiful, a candle, a plant, being with my cat, you know, and just that physical furry nature and the the way that an animal is tapped in. And also really plugging into resources that I find to be in a real integrity and alignment. There are resources that I like, and for me, I'm super particular. If I plug into someone who's talking about, I like, you know, people who talk about energy and things like that, like Lee Harris is somebody who I really enjoy. And even the Abraham work, I really enjoy that. And I find that when I tap into those frequencies, that it really, it uplifts me and it brings me into my nature on those frequency bands. And then I kind of recalibrate. But if I get a sense that somebody's off or I feel like, wait, where'd that come from? I really just unplug from that and find a new source. I think it's super, super important, especially in this time, that we bring our authority on the inside and that we become really, really cognizant and tapped into our own ability to discern what's true, what's false, what seems like it's in integrity, what feels like it's super in integrity, and what doesn't. I think our own intuition and our own ability to discern is absolutely critical right now, because there are so many swirling opinions, so many people who are, you know, who portray themselves as experts, who are, you know, at least my intuition goes, I'm not sure. And then I have to, you know, really look for myself and really find what seems true to me. So I think that's also a part of our conditioning. I think that's also a legacy of our conditioning, is to assign our authority outside ourselves and then, you know, do what everybody else tells us to do. And in an attempt to fit in, for fear that we won't fit in or we won't belong, or, you know, God help us, we might die. It's ironic that we're conditioned so deeply by the fear of death, when we also know simultaneously that it is a part of being alive, that at some point we will die. So that gets held over our head is this like ultimate threat that we haven't, you know, we've never been conditioned to even just hold our own mortality with some grace.
Well, and we go through that every time we make a big spiritual change. I mean, you let go of some old part of yourself and you embrace a new part that's unknown. And so we actually go through that many times in our lives if we're growing.
Yes. It's cyclical. You know, our natural rhythms are of the earth, you know. So there are seasons where parts of us die or old patterns, you know, gracefully can move on, that something that served us can be something that we grow out of. And that can be, instead of it being a fearful, like change is somehow scary, it can be like, no, change is, that's the natural rhythm. Everything is always in a state of change. Evolution is a long, 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 long arc of change.
And that's part of it, is letting go of the way things are while moving in the direction of who you are.
Yes. Yes. And following our hearts.
And following our hearts. Because I think that journey can feel maybe frightening for people who haven't done it before or who haven't done it a lot. But that is where the freedom is. Because as soon as you encounter your heart and your inner self, you have a different world with more light and more intuition.
Yeah, and a lot more fun. And we need each other, you know. We're not supposed to be alone on our journey, you know. We're not supposed to just like do it all ourselves. We need each other, you know. We need each other to be able to see our own blind spots and to be humble about the fact that, you know, we're always learning about ourselves and we trip and fall and it's okay. It's, you know, that
it is okay.
Some of the most genuine discoveries happen through the blunders, you know, through the what looks like a mishap. You know, sometimes that's where the biggest crack in our reality that serves us can be seen.
I agree. And it feels as though we're all being moved into that space, you know, like it's time to correct vision. It's time to become more imaginative. It's time to explore those parts of ourselves or even the parts of our body that we've put on hold. And just to illustrate that, I mean, this is obviously a yoga exercise. You can think about in your mind what the front of your body looks like, and you have that pretty well. You can sort of do the back of your body, but what do you look like from the side? See, that's really hard. So we have all these spaces of not knowing about ourselves, which is really amazing. And think if everyone did it for even a few months.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the part of the conditioning has also been to feel ashamed about parts that we don't know of ourselves, or you know, mistakes, or, you know, failures, quote unquote, that we should feel ashamed about that. That's conditioning. And it makes us pull back and separate ourselves further from other people. And I just find that, you know, to find a trusted other, you know, someone who loves you, and to really be able to unpack your, you know, whatever it is that you might be feeling shame about, because it certainly comes and goes in everyone's life to have these shame storms, you know, and to find somebody who you truly trust and be able to tell them about this, whatever it is that you're feeling ashamed of, and then see them look at you and still love you and be able to receive how much you're still loved, even though they know this thing, right, is so healing. It's not difficult to heal shame, but we do need to find the right audience, and we need to be willing to be vulnerable. And then we can reconnect on the most fundamental levels. And then it's fun to be here. It's fun to be with other people. That, you know, we can just humbly say, hey, you know, I screw up too.
And something I think about, because I think right now most people are having periods where memories come up really strongly. And I was thinking, gosh, I wish I would stop thinking about the past. And I thought, what I'm thinking about are phases when I didn't understand what was going on energetically. And I'm trying to understand. And then that made it really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and that understanding, you know, isn't necessarily a cognitive thing. I mean, at some point, once we kind of allow ourselves to be with an energy and, you know, be present to it and kind of be curious and what is this and what is going on, then at some point we might have a cognitive awareness of like, oh, you know, like a context to hold whatever that experience is. But a lot of times the exploration needs to be, and I know you know this and do it, really kind of just a living curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Because when you find the truth, it's usually just a few words or a sentence. It's not like it's a profound paragraph.
Right. Or a big tome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just it's just something straightens itself out in the energy and you go, oh, that's what it was. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, we're running out of time. Yeah, it can be very simple. We're running out of time. This is so fascinating. I'd like to talk about it more. Maybe we can do that later. But could you please share your websites and tell our listeners how to get in touch with you? And sure, if you have any upcoming activities or events.
Sure. My website for my bioenergy balancing, which is the healing practice that I do, is biointegration.com. biointegration.com. And you can connect with me through my website. There's a way to contact me. I did broadcast radio similarly to what Julia does for several years. And currently I'm not doing any broadcasts, but there's a rich archives, and that website is humanspiritradio.com. humanspiritradio.com, all one word. And don't have any particular upcoming events, but, you know, I'm doing sessions all the time. So feel free to connect with me in any way you want to.
So if you've been listening to Sarah and you're interested in what we're talking about or letting go of blocks or conditioning, go to her website and send her a message. Change it. Don't stay where you are. Do something exciting instead. So here's your tip of the week from me. Ask for the presence of your inner self. Take 5 or 10 minutes and do whatever it wants. Journal, go for a walk, do yoga, call a friend, or maybe even just take a break. And that's part of discovering who you really are. You can sign up for my newsletter on my website, onetrueself.com, and receive tips about the energetic weather, the wolves, and development on a spiritual level, and more about finding a higher vibration. I want to thank you for tuning into the Power of Inspiration Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. Please join me on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month at 12 noon, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the jewel of consciousness is always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.